はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようバラマリボ、ヨシです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 145. As always brought to you by Eric Lara and the translation and interpretation specialists. Yoshi-san, here we are, just the two of us.
It's a guys reunion.
Yep, I foresee this trend over the next 3 days. The forecast calls for guy reunions for the next 3 days. But the girls will be along later in the show.
That sounds good.
Actually, yeah, I think they will. But first, we also have Take on tap. Sorry about that. Take-san on tap. Yeah, we have lots of people stopping by today.
That'd be fun.
It's going to be good. And it's going to be good for a few reasons. One, we are introducing another extremely useful grammar structure. Yoshi-san, what grammar structure are we introducing today?
ほうがいい.
You're strongly recommending that somebody does something. To exemplify this, we have an interesting dialogue between two good friends. So, to find out what happens in the dialogue, stick around. Now, as always, we're going to give you the conversation one time natural native speed, then one time slow, and finally one time natural native speed with the English translation. Afterwards, we'll go into the vocabulary and break down the conversation, looking at the finer points. Okay, with that said, here we go.
その電話番号どうしたの？
昨日会った女性に電話する。
ダメだよ。早すぎるよ。待った方がいいよ。
早すぎる？
うん。絶対待った方がいいよ。
どれぐらい？
2週間でいいよ。友達だからその番号預かるよ。じゃあね。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
その電話番号どうしたの？
昨日会った女性に電話する。
ダメだよ。早すぎるよ。待った方がいいよ。
早すぎる？
うん。絶対待った方がいいよ。
どれぐらい？
2週間でいいよ。あ、友達だからその番号を預かるよ。じゃあね。
This time, Take-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese and I'll give you the English.
その電話番号どうしたの？
What's up with that number?
昨日会った女性に電話する。
I'm gonna call the girl I met yesterday.
ダメだよ。
No, you're not.
早すぎるよ。
It's too soon.
待った方がいいよ。
You had better wait.
早すぎる？
Too soon?
うん。絶対待った方がいいよ。
You should definitely wait.
どれぐらい？
How long?
2週間でいいよ。
2 weeks?
あ、友達だからその番号を預かるよ。
Ah, since I'm your friend, I'll hold on to that number for you.
じゃあね。
Later. Yoshi-san, let's ask Take-san what he thinks about his character's intentions. It seems a little strange.
Take-san, このキャラクターは何か企んでるんですかね？
いや、そんなことないと思うんですけどね。僕と一緒でなんか真面目そうな人だしね。
So he's a serious guy like you and you don't think anything like that's gonna happen? どうかな？
いやいやいやいや、あのね、Yoshi-san のためを思って頑張ってると思うよ僕は。
He's doing it for Yoshi? Well, Take-san, you can't meet my wife.
別にいいですよってひどい。
Okay, let's take a look at today's vocabulary word. Yoshi-san.
預かる。
To keep. Transitive.
預かる。預かる。
So this is a transitive. So there's a direct object. For example,Let's hear this example sentence.
親のお金を預かる。
To keep one's parents' money. Notice how we have the object marker wo in there. So, direct object, transitive. And I don't know about that, Yoshi-san. Hold on to your parents' money. What are you planning? Seems like both you and Take have some kind of ulterior motives. Let's get one more sample sentence.
医者は病人の命を預かる仕事です。
A doctor's work consists of having a patient's life in their hands.Now, when we talk about azukaru, we have to mention azukeru. So, Azukaru has to do with you keeping, you possessing, where azukeru has to do with another person keeping or possessing. For example,
保育園に子供を預ける
To put a child in daycare, in the trust of daycare. To have the child kept in daycare. The key here is the particles. When using 預ける the ni marks the indirect object. So the ni marks the indirect object and the wo marks the direct object. So say you want your friend to hold on to money for you. So you're asking your friend. The friend will be the indirect object. Your friend will be marked by ni. The money will be marked by wo and will use 預ける because it's the other person doing it. Yoshi-san, can you give us the Japanese for asking your friend to hold on to money for you?
友達にお金を預ける
Your backpack.
友達にリュックを預ける
Okay, now let's take a look at today's conversation. Informal conversation between two close friends, or soon to be old friends. Well, we'll see how this storyline turns out, but maybe Take is planning something, but as of now, it's a conversation between two friends. Okay? First line.
その電話番号どうしたの?
Now, the interesting thing about this sentence is, Yoshi-san, what particle are we missing?
わ
Now, if this was polite Japanese, what would we have here?
その電話番号はどうしたのですか?
But again, here the conversation is informal. And when speaking informal Japanese, lots of particles and other things get dropped.I guess the closer you are, the more particles you drop. I don't know. It just seems that way. But here it gets condensed, okay? And again, point of notice is we finish the sentence with the particle
の
indicating a question. This is followed by
昨日会った女性に電話する
Point of interest in this sentence is describing the noun 女性 Again, in English, usually the description comes after the noun. The girl who I met yesterday. But in Japanese, we reverse it.So, we have
昨日会った
Yesterday met
女性
Woman, girl Yesterday met woman, girl Now, we interpret it into English The girl I met yesterday Followed by
に
Again, indicating direction to that person To the girl I met yesterday
電話する
I will call So, if we rearrange it I will call to the girl I met yesterday Now, the reason I'm intentionally putting this to in thereIs it's quite a common mistake Japanese people make when they're speaking English at first, because this is the particle they're using. In English, we would say, I'm going to call the girl I met yesterday. But here, we have the particle, ni, which is translated to to, and that's why it's often put in there. But in Japanese, you need that direction. I'm going to call to the girl I met yesterday. Followed by,
ダメだよ
No good. Literally, no good. And when we interpret it, I interpret it as, no, you're not.You can't do that. It's not good to do that. No way might be good. What do you think, Yoshi-san?
I think it works.
Yeah. In this case, it's actually a permission thing. His friend wants to do something, but he's saying, ダメだよ. So you can't do it or you shouldn't do it. But since they're so close, it's that notion of kind of he knows best. No good. So his friend is not recommending he does it. Like, you can't do that.Maybe his friend sees something or his friend's planning something that he doesn't know about, but his friend is, he's forbidding him to do it. ダメだよ.You can't do it. And he gives his reason?
早すぎるよ。
It's too soon. 早 means fast. So literally, it's too fast. But here we interpret, it's too soon.
待った方がいいよ。
You should wait. Now here's today's grammar point. 方がいい。In previous lessons, we gave you this construction with a noun. の方がいい。But today we're using a verb. The way we construct this is we use the past tense of a verb. Here we have 待った。The past tense of 待つ to wait.待った方がいい You had better wait is how we interpret it. But let's take a look at the part. This phrase is roughly equivalent to the English expression you had better. You're strongly suggesting someone to do something. In the dialogue, he's strongly suggesting that his friend doesn't call. Now, this is an idiomatic expression, as can be inferred by looking at the difference between the meaning and the elements of the expression. Yoshi-san, how can we translate this into English?
Direction?
Then this is followed by the particle ga, and finally by
i.
So direction, good. Then we have the verb in front. So wait, direction, good. Literally. However, this is an idiomatic expression meaning had better. Moving on. Yoshi-san then counters with
早すぎる
Now notice the intonation here. One more time.
早すぎる
It's the intonation that triggers the question. He's asking, it's too soon?
うん。 絶対待った方がいいよ。
Now, here he answers yes by saying
うん。
Now, this is an informal yes. Would you use this in business meetings or formal Japanese, Yoji-san?
No.
Yeah, informal cases. Followed by 絶対 Definitely. Here we have the grammatical structure again. You had better. Yes. You should definitely wait. But here we have 絶対 So to make it into proper English, we use should. In this case, it's a very strong should. Followed by
どれぐらい
How long?Now, Yoshi-san, now here we have doregurai. What about donogurai? Can we say here donogurai?
Mm-hmm.
Both work.
Yes.
And finally we have?
2週間でいいよ。
2 weeks, but notice how the time is marked here. Yoshi-san, what particle do we mark the time with?
で。
Here we're going to use 2 weeks to wait. Here we're using that time. And that's why we mark it with で。 2 weeks, it's good. So about 2 weeks, followed by?
友達だからその番号を預かるよ。
Because I'm a friend, I'll hold on to that number for you. Finally,
じゃあね。
See you. And you could tell by in the dialogue that he may have some other intentions here. Yoshi-san, what do you think?
I don't want to know.
But I have a feeling we're going to find out. All right, that's going to do it for today. Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we'll have more on this grammar structure. Inside the PDF, we'll have a write-up. Part 2 of this series will be coming up in the next beginner lesson this Thursday. You definitely don't want to miss that. Okay, lots more with this structure, hōgai. Very, very important structure in Japanese, used a lot with nouns, verbs, many, many things. Okay, so stop by. Be sure to say hi and leave us a post.
また明日。
じゃあね。